talk for the Three Rivers.
Mr. Chairman, g'day, my name is John Pemberton. I'm farming 400 dairy cows at Brighton with my wife and two young children. I'm a trustee for and here to represent the Three Rivers Catchment Group along with David Buck, our chairman. This group was formed 2 years ago with the vision and guidance of David Diprose, Julia Christie, Dewey and Zed, Janet Gregory, Land Sustainability Trust and local farmers. It was officially formed 18 months ago and has had rapid update. For example, our first public meeting we had over 120 locals attend, far exceeding our expectations and cementing the need for this group to happen. The Three Rivers catchment covers a large area, approximately 78,000 hectares surrounding 300 odd farms, and has a couple of smaller catchments, sub-catchments on the northwest fringe, which we added as was deemed more economical and practical in this early stage. The group's purpose is to inform and educate the wider community on the upcoming environmental issues and challenges. We are a legal entity registered as an environmental trust, which is community funded. We are supported by Dairy NZ, Beef and Lamb and Environment Southland. This is a unique catchment as it has all but two, being Alpine and Old Matara physiographic zones. Each all have their own challenges. A whole range of land use, sheep, beef, dairy support, nurseries, tulips, forestry, with large industrial water users and discharge like Fonterra and Don Mar. There are two towns with all their services, Edendale and Wyndham, with Matara just above us on the northern boundary. The catchment faces a range of challenges, such as where I'm farming on the west side of Matara, nitrate leaching and across the river on steep country, which the majority of the catchment is faces sediment and phosphate runoff. These challenges, whilst might look simple, are not the same property to property. You cannot be fixed with one simple rule or solve all approach. We're not challenging the physiographic zones, as the general consensus on the description on the surface behaviour is what the farmer generally experiences. But we are concerned about the speed in which the conclusions are drawn, what results underneath. I'll give you an example of this of our locally. Our shallow bore, along with our neighbours, have been trending up for the last 2 years with nitrates. After a steady decline, this was prior to a steady decline. We're both dairy farming and long established ones of that. But both myself and our neighbour run our farms differently regarding stocking rate and in use. But our bores seem to trend parallel. We farm the edge of lignite and it does challenge that nitrogen is produced in lignite physiographics. From the experience I've had, water generally flows down through the topsoil till it hits lignite, then flows horizontally till it hits a water course or artificial drainage or runs off the end of the sea, therefore into another physiograph. This plan needs to recognise the role of the catchment groups play in the community, as it is a vehicle in which allows each and every community to place value on its own resources and what outcomes are expected. This will go a long way in supporting farmers to keep their goodwill, which we all know there are plenty of examples in this throughout Southland, with both David here showing that on their own properties with huge investment. If we are continually bombarded with rules and not given the space to challenge and mould our own businesses, it will simply become a non-connected operation, where as long as we are ticking all the boxes, that is where our environmental responsibilities stop, with little regard for future proofing and being open about the real issues. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.